Hey guys, and welcome to Sports Weekly, your weekly source for news and events in sports. Everyone has closed the casket on the Warriors, but is it really over? Also, more than ever, MLB teams are trading players like crazy. Do GMs just need to chill the F out? And also, can there really be justice for jewels for professional athletes? And by jewels, we mean man parts. All this and more up next on Sports Weekly.
You are tuned into Black Hollywood Live. Sports Weekly.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who could do it. I could call her.
What?
A rabbit in a hat.
In the back.
6 foot
baller.
Six something. Six four and baller.
I will never be 6 foot nine. I wish.
Throwback Thursday with a little bit. I wish. This was Charlie's pick.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie's villain.
Yeah.
This is a good pick.
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller.
Yeah.
You know, but I got the girl. I got one of the three.
You have 6'4 Impala?
No.
6'4 Impala.
One of the four.
Well, you got Sports Weekly right here, live, 7 o'clock every Thursday night. I'm Erica Renee Davis. You can find me on Snapchat, Periscope, Twitter, and on Instagram at Erica Renee D.
Andre Dean, you know what it is, man. I am Andre on Instagram and Twitter. Andre, what are you?
Hey guys, this is Charlie Myers. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Charlie L. Myers.
What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, McCall Hall. And when sports and pop culture collide, you can find me on social media at So McCall Hall.
So McCall with four O's.
With four O's.
Four O's.
Four O's.
In honor of my six foe Impala.
I like that. And as always, follow all things Black Hollywood Live on blackhollywoodlive.com. Follow Black Hollywood Live on Twitter at BHL Online. And follow us on Instagram, Dre, who manages the Instagram account at The Sports Weekly. Have you updated it?
I forgot the password.
Again.
I'm going to have to reset that joint.
This is how it goes here. It's, okay, whatever. Well, right now we are kind of upset because we're missing the very important Western Conference final matchup between OKC and the Warriors. So we're going to be checking it throughout the...
I'll keep you updated.
It's halftime right now.
Still in halftime.
It just started.
Yeah, it just started.
Okay.
I got you.
Halftime just started.
Mm-hmm.
No, halftime just
third
ended.
Quarter.
Okay,
third
oh, perfect. Quarter.
It's
okay,
currently
perfect.
58-50 in favor of Golden State.
Ooh.
And third quarter just started, yeah.
Okay, so
gotta
awesome.
Update your phone, girl.
So my first question to everyone on the panel, not there too, the Warriors are down 3-1. Have they squandered their opportunity to advance to the NBA Finals? Is it over? Have we closed the casket?
Yes.
Is it dirt on the casket?
I think it's over because I don't think that they're going to beat OKC at home, period.
Mm.
I don't think they're going to beat OKC at home again. It's done.
Well, it's more like this. Are they going to beat OKC three games in a row?
Mm-hmm.
That's my whole thing.
Absolutely, and that's a no.
At some point, Russell Westbrook's going to go cuckoo.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this ain't going to happen.
I agree and disagree with you. So if any team's going to do it, it's going to be the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
So they got the reigning MVP, two-time MVP. They got the coach of the year.
Yeah.
And they got the team to do it. I feel like if they win this game and game six, they'll win the series.
Wait, okay, so...
Game seven is in.
Game seven is in Warriors. Golden State.
So it flips back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, it's one,
five,
one,
six,
one,
seven.
One.
Yeah. Goes back and forth. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, okay, so my thing, Charlie, so you talked about Coach of the Year. You talked about Steph Curry being the unanimous MVP and being the back-to-back MVP recipient. I feel, and I've said this before on the show, that the media really wanted this to be like a fairy tale season for the Warriors. And I feel like that's why Steph Curry was given he earned it, but that's why I feel like he was the unanimous MVP, and that's why they gave Kerr the Coach of the Year. Because honestly, if Kerr is so smart, what the hell are you doing right now? Like, how the hell are you getting blown out back-to-back games? And if Luke Walton has such a brilliant mind to be the new head coach of the Lakers, why have they not developed some kind of scheme to do what they did regular season against OKC in playoffs? Like, where's the genius now? Where's the Coach of the Year mentality now?
It's very true. You go ahead.
No, I mean, I think at some point, you got to throw all the coaching out the window, and it comes down to when the games and the series are as tight as these are, it comes down to who wants it more out there on that basketball court. And you got to be consistent. And to be honest, Golden State hasn't been as consistent in the playoffs as they were in the regular season. And, that's always going to get you. You can only go so far with the lack of consistency, And I think now it's starting to catch up with them a little bit. And when you win it, four games, you got to be consistent. You got to have some type of consistency.
Yeah. I mean, look at them the last game. I think
with 94-118, yeah, I believe. Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah. A team that has broken the most wins in NBA history is won back-to-back games.
It's not that they're losing. It's the fact that they're getting blown out. Mm-hmm. That's the crazy thing. Part, yeah, about it. That's the crazy part. They're getting blown out. But I got two words for you. Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
He's on a mission.
He is on a mission.
Because he feels disrespected. People haven't been taking him seriously, and now he's on a mission to show the world.
Do you think he feels disrespected because he's been playing second fiddle, per se, to Kevin Durant? Or you think he feels disrespected because he wasn't higher in the MVP voting? Or why do you think that he has a chip on his shoulder?
I just think it's his nature. I just think that, okay, Russell Westbrook, he's the kind of player, it hits him at some point. Like, I don't know if you guys watched the NBA All-Star game, but when the players were coming out to, you know, do their intros.
Snooze fest.
Like, right. It is a snooze fest, but I always watch the intros. Everybody went and dapped up Drake and acted like, oh, this is, you know, the top of the world. Russell Westbrook walked out onto the stage and just walked directly down to the court. He didn't care about any of that. He's about his business.
He's crazy.
That's just the kind of player he is.
He's crazy like Dre.
Yeah, he is.
I have a question about that. So if they beat the Warriors and they end up winning the NBA Finals, do they re-sign? Do they re-sign with OKC?
Yes.
Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no reason to move on.
It's hard to walk away after that.
I think that's the biggest. I think that's a big chip on Russell Westbrook's shoulder as well. Is he knows that KD is out. If they don't win this time, KD's out. Now, you take Kevin Durant out of this picture, and this team is not nearly as far as they are. You know what I mean? So I think he knows that. I think KD knows that. I think it's better to stay where you are when you got a team that you can develop and win. And those guys are all young. These aren't old guys. These guys are all young. They can go on and on and on. Same thing we were saying about Golden State. It can be flipped as far as OKC goes. So I think that it's gonna be very, 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 very difficult for Golden State to come back and win three games straight and beat them.
So to your question, this reminds me of when LeBron was leaving Cleveland the first time. Remember they lost?
Yep. Oh yeah,
he took off his jersey. Everybody knew he's out of here.
Yeah,
it's gonna be the same situation. If they don't win at all, they're out of there.
Wait, if OKC doesn't win at all?
If OKC doesn't win at all, they're out of there.
KD's gone for sure. I disagree.
I feel that as long as they advance to the finals, they're not going to go. Because like, what? Where would you go? Like, where?
The Lakers? They're not going to go.
They're not going to go to the Lakers. Why would you come to a number 10 seed team?
Why wouldn't KD come to LA?
Because it's the
Lakers.
What I mean?
Who doesn't want to play for the Lakers? Who wouldn't want to be
there?
They're
so far from being a competitive team. Like, I wouldn't waste my late 20s, my prime, trying to be the centerpiece of a team that is not going to be competitive with the Clippers, with the Spurs, with the Rockets, with Golden State, with OKC. Like, I wouldn't.
The Lakers will pay the luxury tax, though. They'll pay the money to get them there and get whoever else they need. They'll pay that luxury tax.
Charlie, what you shaking your head?
I don't see him going to the Lakers.
Okay.
It's not a smart move for them. I'm with you on that. They're in their prime right now. Mm-hmm. They're not going to win a championship within the next 5 years with the Lakers.
With the Lakers, yeah.
So here's the one that got thrown out. Kevin Durant was interested in Golden State at one point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So could you guys see him signing with Golden State?
I'll whoop your ass
and then I go sign with you. I don't know.
I don't see him if they beat, especially if OKC beats them, I don't see him going to play for them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't see it now either, but you know, it still keeps getting thrown out.
I mean, and you got to look at this. You got to look at it from a different perspective, money wise. Can they afford? I mean, to have a KD coming there, that caliber of athlete.
Yeah, Clay and Steph and Barbosa and all these guys coming into their money.
Steph is still due a big contract. Steph hasn't gotten paid yet, which is scary. Because what if there's a downward spiral for Steph? He may never get the money that he deserves.
He's getting so much money in endorsements.
True.
He's on every commercial.
I know.
He's riding his wave right now.
He is.
And it may not even matter, to be honest.
We'll save the Draymond kick for McCall's topic because, you know, he got kicked in the nuts and didn't get suspended. But one more question I have about the Warriors. If the Warriors do not win it all this year, will this entire season be in vain?
Yes.
When I say in vain, I mean, of course, like, you got to have a successful regular season to get to the playoffs. But will the fact that they broke the Bulls record, the Bulls regular season record, will all that just be for naught?
Yes, it will be in vain.
Okay.
Absolutely. Charlie. This is like when the Patriots went, what was it, 16-0 and didn't win the Super Bowl.
And then went 18-1. But Teddy Bruschi made a great point on SportsCenter the other day. He said that at least we got to the Super Bowl. True. He's like, at least we got to the big dance to lose it. To compete for it. So you say it's all for naught, Charlie.
Yeah, yeah. I agree too. I mean, I feel like the Warriors overplayed their starters during the season. Okay. The Spurs are very smart. Even though they didn't make it past that, the next round, they rest their starters, mm-hmm. and they're ready for the playoffs. They overplayed all of their players. Yeah. And they're exhausted. They play like crap out there.
They did.
But every time you ask them, they say, oh, we're fine. We're fine. Yeah.
No, you're not
about?
Fine.
No, you're not. Shut up. That's why you're kicking people.
Is it in vain? Is it all in vain? Is my living in vain, Dre? Is it my living in vain?
No. I don't think it's in vain. As a whole, you got to look at anytime you get that far, it's hard to get that far. It's hard to get to the Eastern and the Western Conference finals. It's really hard to get there. I think it's really just more so anything fuel to the fire. I think if they don't win this year, it's like next year, it's like you forget all the other individual records. You can take all that away.
True.
Now they're motivated. Like, we done all of that. Now we have to win. Yeah. You know what I mean? We can't fall short again. And it's hard to do it back to back anyway.
But is it in vain?
Is this season in vain?
No,
I don't think that's in vain. I think they made some great strides as a team, and they're going to be together for a while. They're going to win a lot of games.
I think Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan will be sitting there looking real happy and satisfied if they do. They'll be like, you know what? I don't give a damn about the record. We're still the
best. That's
true.
Yeah, that's
72-10, and they won all.
That's very true.
Let me tell you who else is the best. I'm laughing because our segue's from last week. Sorry. You went over Dre's head. Chapman University is the best. Chapman University, if you guys don't know, is located in Orange County, 16 miles from the beach. So if you want to go to school and get your education and get it by the beach, Chapman University is where you need to go. They have about 8,000 students who are enrolled in undergraduate and graduate programs. So, you know, it's a small, tightly knit community. Again, get your education by the beach and actually know who the people sitting next to you in class are. You know their names. Mm. And you can study abroad. You can take short trips, or you can go for the entire semester. So those are also upsides, too, of going to Chapman University in Orange County. Also, there are 10 different schools and colleges, and there are also more than 100 different majors to choose from. There's literally something for everyone. So if you're interested in attending Chapman University, all you have to do is go to chapman.edu/information to get information about getting your education on Chapman University. Check it out online, enroll, and then tell us about how great your education is.
Girl, you want to make me go back to school.
Right?
Yeah, right? Let's do it.
Serious stuff right there.
Okay.
Well, I got to say, it's the prime of baseball season right now.
Right. Is it the prime, though, Charlie?
I think it is.
It's like a month in.
No. So in the month or so, the All-Star game and the trade deadline is going to be starting.
Okay.
So the trade talks are approaching.
Okay.
Now, my talk, I was talking to a friend about this, and I'm an Oakland A's fan, and it is sad to be an Oakland A's fan these last couple of years. And we talked about how that has changed a lot of sports, not baseball, football, basketball. It seems like teams are all or nothing. And I don't know. I want to get your guys' opinion. It seems like a lot of teams are just trading all their good players for next to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that's good, or is it something that they should change, or is Moneyball dead?
Okay, so wasn't Moneyball Michael Lewis's Moneyball based on the Oakland A's?
Billy Bean.
So I think it's a case-by-case scenario. A case by, like, for example, my Clippers. I always take it back to my Clippers. I think we're in a situation where it might be advantageous to us to get rid of everybody and start over, including Doc Rivers.
Preach.
Now that would hurt my feelings, because I love Blake, I love DeAndre, I love that team. But I feel like sometimes the culture of an organization is so stagnant and complacent, you can't do anything but start completely over. And I'm not a business person, so this probably sounds ignorant to someone who is, but as a person who's willing to take risks, I think that case-by-case scenario, if you have been stagnant, start all over. Get rid of everyone, start over.
I think it's all about just that competitiveness. You know what I mean? Like, these teams, like, nowadays, everybody is trying to win. Mm-hmm. So they're going to do what they're going to do to move around, to move the pieces in or move the pieces out. And it's pointless to be paying these guys all this money when they're not producing or helping the team win. Even if they're producing individually, mm-hmm. it may not be a good fit for that team. You know what I mean? True. And now you're throwing away this money because, yes, this guy's giving you these individual records. Mm-hmm. He's setting all these records, but what is your team doing? And when your team isn't winning, then jobs are being lost, you know, and people are having to move on and find different ways. And I think that's just the gist of it with the trades in basketball, baseball, the whole nine. I mean, it's like, it's everybody's trying to be competitive. Nobody is okay with being the we're not expected to win, or nobody. Everybody is trying to win and save their jobs and to be in the big show.
Can I be honest?
Please do.
I really don't care because steroids are out of baseball. I don't care. I don't care. As a fan, and I grew up in baseball, you know, family, professional baseball players, I grew up in these ballparks. I miss the steroid days. I really do.
Ooh.
So I don't care if they wipe every clubhouse clean and, you know, bring in who they think is the best. Until you get roids back in the game, the casual fan is not coming back to the ballpark.
And we've had an argument on the panel, too, about steroids a lot.
I just don't care. I don't care. I do not care about baseball right now because roids.
So I disagree with all of you. So I actually hate Moneyball because it never works. It never works. Not one team has gotten to win the World Series or NBA Finals or anything with doing the Moneyball mentality. So you're going to give up your star players. I don't mind building around a certain player.
Okay.
Like, I believe that the Dodgers and the Angels should rebuild around Kershaw, around Trout.
Yeah.
Okay.
But to get rid of those players, I don't understand that. When this player's hot and this player's good, why don't you build around that particular player and make them better? And then your team will progressively become better with that.
Well, that's the idea, but I feel like, okay, so let's, I can't even think this far back, so correct me if I'm wrong. But when the Warriors started getting good, was there a superstar that they got rid of to get all the little pieces that they got, or did they just get lucky because Jerry West is a genius? Like, how did the Warriors get?
Well,
they got rid of Monte Ellis.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was going to say.
Okay.
But also with the Celtics, they did it, I don't know, like 3 years ago. They got rid of everyone. Mm-hmm. And they're progressively doing better, but have they won a championship? No.
So in the game of baseball, remind me, what teams over the last 5 years have you noticed that have taken this approach of keeping that one franchise player, building around them, and then they win the World Series?
The Red Sox.
Mm-hmm. So who do they build around?
David Ortiz.
Yeah,
okay,
Poppy.
So they have Big Poppy. Okay.
Yeah, see, they've rebuilded that team, and they suck the past 2 years, but they're hot. They are hot right now. They are one of the best teams in baseball. They're overshadowing even the Cubs right now.
I was going to ask you, did the Cubs take did the Cubs rebuild around one player, too?
That's different.
Okay.
So I hope they prove me wrong. They have rebuilt their whole entire
team.
But they've done a chunk of change at a lot of players.
Okay.
They've signed free agents for a ton of money that you wouldn't be signing at any other team.
Why didn't this work for my Mariners when we had Ken Griffey Jr.? We never won.
And see, the Mariners are doing terrible. So.
We always do because we never want to spend the money. We spend the money on one player and then we have nothing left over.
But my thing, too, on that is, how long do you keep paying these guys? Like, how many seasons do you give them to build? You know, what's the point? And at some point, you got to say, no, we just giving this cat a whole lot of money and he's not producing. And you can say whatever you want to say, but, I mean, building is one thing, but money is another. If you can spread your money thin out and go get a couple, two or three more players to bring them in, young guys or guys that can, you know, fill the holes that you're missing on your team, you know, versus having that big all-time guy, I mean, why not do it?
I just worry about it because I feel like with baseball, in the game of basketball, one player can shift the game, offensively and defensively. Mm-hmm. In baseball, it's really hard to shift the game on either side of the ball. I don't know why you would pay any...
I don't agree with that.
How can, let's say Russell Westbrook goes off tonight and scores 50. There's a pretty good indication that they would win that game. You know, with baseball, it's harder for one player to impact the game overall like
that. Well, if you're a pitcher, though, like, I mean,
a pitcher,
that's my thing. It just depends on what position you know, you're talking about. Because if you're a pitcher and you're pitching shutouts, you know what I mean? That's...
But anything other than a pitcher, let's say a Mike Trout, an outfielder, why spend a bunch of money on an outfielder?
I don't get that one.
I agree with that.
Yeah, if you're going to spend money, spend it on a starting pitcher. Or a fielder, infielder. That, and so my last question to you guys, if, say, for instance, you're the GM of or the manager of the Oakland A's, for instance, and you're stuck with this certain amount of money, but you have one great player, and they're doing terrible this year, do you sell that player?
Yes.
Or do you keep him?
I think you do, because... Yeah, I mean, I think you do, because the A's have been, like, this is what, 3, 4, 5 consecutive years that they've been, well, no, because they...
No, so they've made it to the playoffs.
They made it to the playoffs.
But they always get eliminated in the first round.
So yeah. So I say, yeah, again, I say if you've been stagnant, if you cannot get over the hump, why not take the risk, because there's always going to be a new young hot player coming, you know, up through the ranks, whether it's the minor leagues or whether it's out of high school, whether it's from another country. Like, you always have an opportunity to use your farming system to get better. And if you have been stagnant, walk on the limb and jump. Why not? If I were the A's, decide what I would do.
It's just tough in baseball because they have 182 games. So it's like, if you suck,
which is another problem.
Got a long journey to suck until you can get to that next season. That's what makes it hard for me to dedicate 3 years to watching a team rebuild. Ooh. That's hundreds of games. Yeah. That's hundreds of games, you know?
So you're saying that you would rather go all in?
At some point, you can't straddle the fence. I mean, I think there comes a time where you just have to say, look, we're not getting anybody. I'm not saying, like, you know, you make playoffs 1 year and then the next year you blow up the whole bullpen. I'm not saying that, but I am saying 2, 3 years. Yeah, you got to do something. If you have a big player who you can get money for, why not?
Even if it's going to hurt your fan base and they won't show up because of that.
They're not going to show up because they want steroids.
and because the games go 17 innings, they're also not going to show up for that reason.
This might be something that becomes a rule change in the future, because they're already talking about, you know, how to speed up the game about baseball, how to get people more engaged. You might see a situation in the game of baseball where you can only sign a player for a year. Mm. What if you could only sign a player for a year? The way you could shift teams around. I mean, that would be really interesting.
Or what if in the middle of a baseball game they started playing football and people would really
but
start
that's,
watching?
But from an athlete standpoint, that's difficult. That's very difficult.
Because
you
got to
think about learning the offense and learning what you got to do, learning
that's
your position,
true.
Learning your role, building that camaraderie. I think that would be an absolute disaster, you know, for them to do that, to change, to go every
But
every
I'm a business person. So I'm thinking, how can I protect my bottom line and keep it interesting and keep fans coming in?
The voice of God says we should make baseball like in Hook.
Happened in Hook? Rufio?
Explain. Please explain, voice of God. What do you mean?
All right, let me jump in.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll explain this. It's a goofy statement. I was telling the panel to make baseball like in Hook. If you guys remember in Hook, they like try and steal base, and he pulls out a gun and shoots
them. Maybe not that far,
but like a paintball gun. That'd be hilarious.
Right. Steroids and paintball guns. There you go.
Steroids and paintball? That would be so much fun.
We take it.
I would get season tickets tomorrow.
There you go.
No problem.
How about your justice, McCall? Your justice for your jewels.
Yeah, so you guys, it's time to start a new hashtag, justice for jewels, because the family jewels are in danger in the NBA.
Man.
Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals saw Draymond Green kick Stephen Adams, a.k.a. young Adam Morrison. Doesn't he look like Adam Morrison to you guys?
Okay. I can get that. Yeah.
Kicks him right in the groin. Now, Draymond claims he was trying to sell the call, trying to show the foul, but he kicks him right in the family jewels. So I have a couple of questions for you guys, because this seems to be happening a lot in the NBA right now. Should there be a higher penalty for purposely hitting someone in the private parts? And you guys are guys. I don't know how that feels, but
it's terrible.
I feel it's another level of disrespect.
What does it feel like? I wonder, because I don't know, and I can liken it to, obviously, I don't have a ball.
So, I got to tread water with this comment.
No, I really want to know.
I Googled it just to find out. Go ahead.
It's a scientific fact. If you get hit hard enough, it's as bad as childbirth.
Oh, right? Well, whatever. Y'all be okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know,
you'll be fine.
You'll be fine, you know.
It just hurt.
It hurt real bad.
I mean, nothing else to it.
Now, according to Google, they say you guys could black out.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good. I've never been there. Don't want to try.
No,
but, thank God.
Yeah,
thank God.
It's definitely possible. But to answer your question, I believe that there should absolutely be. I think you should be suspended the game. Because when you do something like that, you're the potential to what you could do to a person in general, mm-hmm. even if a female's kicked there, just the potential, that's like some dirty type. I'm really trying to, like, you can hit somebody in the stomach, you can hit somebody in the side. There's so many other things that you can than to, like, go that far. I think that's almost like the lowest of the lowest that you should or that you could even go.
Now, Draymond was flagged with a flagrant one. That's, I believe they say it's just excessive contact. No, purposeful contact. So they upgraded it to flagrant two. Mm-hmm. Now it's purposeful and excessive. But he still didn't get suspended.
Yeah,
I agree with you. I believe he should be suspended. Yeah. And here's the thing. I got to tell you, I don't know if Steven Adams is married. But had that been my husband getting kicked in the you-know-what during the game, I promise you I would have run out onto the court. Because you're putting somebody in danger of not being able to bear children. I mean, there are a lot of health risks there. A lot of health risks. You know, and everybody's saying the NBA right now is, you know, it's too soft. And if this is what guys are doing to try to prove that they're tough, that's not the way to do it. What happened to the old school hard foul? Just drill him coming through the lane. Why do you have to kick him?
Well, see, here's the thing. When you talk about
it's getting sighted. Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Party foul.
Sometimes it get real.
It does.
Party foul.
When you talk about old school hard fouls, I remember watching basketball like in the, you know, the early 90s, and I don't remember specific incidents where players kicked other players in the nuts. But I'm sure with all the fighting that they did in those days, I'm sure people were not only, I mean, I have football player friends who talk about how guys in the huddle, like in the huddles will, how guys in the huddle will like grab nuts or, you know,
dirty things.
So I'm saying, it's bad. I think he should be suspended, but I think that dirty foul is consistent with what everyone keeps talking about that we miss from basketball. Like, it's hard, diehard defense. It's not right.
Girl,
it's,
that ain't got nothing to do with it.
No,
it's
not right.
It's not right. It's dirty. It is dirty.
It's super dirty.
But I'm just saying that is consistent with the hardcore play we used to see in the 90s.
It's not.
In the 90s, if you're coming through the lane, I'm just going to put my body in front of you, you know, drill you. Right?
Yeah.
But you're kicking. This is not soccer. There's nothing in the game of basketball that requires your feet beyond running, right? You're not supposed to be using your feet. You're not supposed to kick the ball at all. So that whole kicking piece, I don't agree with it. I think it is unacceptable. I think you should be suspended automatically.
And also, that is Draymond's, that's his go-to. Like, I was telling a friend the other day that when, like, James Harden has this little motion that he always, you know, does when he's pulling up on the three to try to get fouled. Like, that's what Draymond does. He does it. That's his motion.
Yeah.
And, like, they cited several incidents where you see him do that to try to get the call. So if that wasn't consistent with his playing style, then I'd be like, okay, yeah. But I think that's consistent with what he does every game.
I agree with you because I don't know if you guys remember Karl Malone, the mailman. Oh, every time he shot, he would kick his leg up.
Yeah.
So there are some players who do have that motion with their leg. Sure. But that flick of the ankle to the nuts,
Man, bad news. Look at the picture. This dude is kicking him in the nuts. It's nothing else to it. It ain't no accident. It ain't nothing. That's deliberately he's kicking that dude in the nuts. And that's lame and that's low and that's out of control. When you're playing at this level and you have all these endorsements and you have all these things right on your shoulder, you can never let the game get the best of you to that extent.
I agree.
You feel me? And they're losing. They've been playing horrible.
It's childish.
It is.
Yeah. So my question to you guys is, and I may be wrong about this, in baseball, in soccer, in football, they were cups.
Yeah.
Why don't they wear it in basketball?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Why don't you guys wear cups? I don't know.
Because I played baseball, not professionally, but I always wear a cup. I'm going to protect my jewels as much as I can.
Because it's very rare that you should ever really even be in that situation. I mean, unless it's like some deliberate, like, I mean, football, you can understand. You're getting hit, you're getting flipped, you're getting hit up in the air. Baseball, you can get hit with a ball. It's so many things that can happen, but
that shouldn't happen.
It's just no place for your feet anyway. And granted, if somebody's getting to punch you in the nuts with their hands, that's just pretty...
That's very flagrant.
Right, just pretty, like, what? Yeah. That's bad. That's as low as you can go. So, I mean, I just think it's not that...
And I want to say, McCall, as a woman, you were asking them, like, what it feels like. I was going to say, I don't know if you've ever had a Brazilian wax, but that's pretty painful. And I feel TMI. But I wonder if that's what it feels like. Because my
those are painful.
My first Brazilian wax, I was like praying to the Lord. I was like, God, please let this thing be over.
But you feel so sexy after. I don't think you feel sexy after you get hit in the nose.
That's the upside. You do feel sexy after you get your Brazilian.
It went there.
You'll feel sexy.
No.
I think we have some other pictures. I wanted us to go through some of these pictures and judge if these are intentional or if you think they were by accident. So this one, we all agree, this is intentional.
Aww.
But what about Blake getting hit right here?
Baby Blake. Anything that anyone does to Blake Griffin, I'm going to say is intentional and malicious.
See, the thing is, I'm torn because he could have been running in a certain direction and trying to reach up for the ball and then, you know, happened to hit him there. I don't know. I think that was unintentional.
Yeah. That one doesn't look intentional to me.
That one, just because Blake Griffin is soft.
soft as cotton.
And I'm not a Clippers fan.
Such
that wasn't
hater.
Intentional.
Definitely
that
intentional.
Wasn't intentional.
Okay, what about the next one? Ooh, aww. Barry Bonds getting hit, to your point, with the baseball.
But so
does that happen in baseball where you aim for the...
It happens more in the head.
Mm-hmm.
And then these last two games, I think, the players have got... I've never been hit by a baseball in my nuts, but if I got hit in the head, I think that'd be worse.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be funny, but I just feel like... the territory to aim for, there's much more territory on your head than down there. Not throwing shade, not trying to shade, but I just feel like it'd be easier to hit somebody in the head. So great aim. That's just an accident.
Oh, that's
freak
accident.
That's
accident all day.
Freak
that's
accident.
Why, and that's why you got to wear a cup.
Yeah, you wear your cups.
That's why when you're playing football, you have to wear a cup.
True.
Or in baseball, you go back to that last pitcher. That's why you have to wear a cup. But when you go back to the pitcher in basketball, it just doesn't. It just really.
There's no
it
need
doesn't
for
ma- it.
There's
it just
no,
really
yeah.
doesn't make sense. And
yeah.
it's rarely are you in that position, I think.
No need at all. Well, I just have to send my condolences to all of the testicles out there in the NBA. I feel for you guys.
Yeah.
It's getting a little chippy out there. Dante Jones from the Cavaliers had a situation. Russell Westbrook tried to retaliate last game. You know, mm-hmm. you guys, protect the testicles. It's bigger than them. It's their families. Please keep your feet to yourselves. keep your hands to yourselves. And keep your... Just don't hit the nuts. It's just not right. Just
it's
stop
right.
hitting nuts.
Nope.
Nutcrackers, man. Call them nutcrackers.
The nutcracker.
Yeah, man.
Before we go really quick,
Golden
we're talking
State
about...
Nutcrackers.
Oh, there you go. That's right. That's funny. L.A. is entering... we're on the precipice of a really fantastic next few years of sports. We have the NBA All-Star Game coming in 2018.
Yep.
We got the Rams are back. Super Bowl 2021 is here. We're in the bidding for Olympics 2024. So you want to take this away, McCall? And
yeah, it's a really exciting time right now. I would have to say that LA has the potential to become a great sports town again. You know, it's been struggling for a while. You know, we're a town where if you're not winning, the fans don't come out. We don't seem to care. But and I don't know, are you from LA?
Yeah.
And Andre, you're from Texas.
Texas,
so you're
yeah.
the only true LA native here at the table. Are you excited as an LA native to see all these different sports opportunities?
Yeah,
back up?
I mean, it's going back to my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing the Rams, seeing the Raiders here, like, I don't know if the Raiders are coming here, but
we don't want the Raiders here.
Yeah,
Raiders
but,
going to Vegas.
Yeah, Raiders can go to Vegas.
Yeah.
But I'm super excited. I mean, to just see a level of professional sports coming to LA, it hasn't been like this in years.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really exciting. And the other thing is the economic impact. You know, I study the economic impact for all these different sporting franchises and whatnot. You know, just this past year, Special Olympics came to LA and it stimulated our economy
mm-hmm.
with millions of dollars. You think about the Olympics coming, how many jobs are going to be created. I think this is great for the city of LA. A lot of opportunities will come from it.
I think it's going to be a nightmare when you have the Rams play at the Coliseum, a morning Kings game at Staples, and then an afternoon Lakers or Clippers game, trying to get down there. Traffic.
That's a sports fan's dream.
It's a sports fan's dream, but avoid Figueroa. Avoid going
right.
down.
That,
you know,
that's traffic.
You know,
that's
like you have to
right
get
there.
On the bus or maybe walk or something because that. I mean, it's going to be a complete nightmare. But you know, on the other side, yes, I'm excited about the job opportunities too, and I like the how the Los Angeles Olympic Commission is saying that it's going to be the first solar powered Olympics ever. If they come in 2024, which It sounds very LA. It's a very LA thing. Very Southern California thing.
The public transit is what they're like going to expand like crazy because they don't want people driving around at this point. Absolutely. By 2024, with all the stuff going on in LA, they've got to change up how we get around this city.
I just think it's just a great time, and the Lakers aren't doing very good right now.
And the Clippers can't get out the first round. That's not true. The second round normally. And the Rockets have, who is their new head coach?
And don't even worry
and
about
that's
it.
A joke. And that is a joke.
It could be Andre Dean. You know what I'm saying?
Where's Dwight Howard? That's all I want to know.
But no, I think it's a good time for the city. I think it's exciting to see some of these things right here in the backyard. It's the mecca for entertainment. And, you know, these athletes, they entertain. That's what they do. We love it. We like to see it. And I think it's a good time. It's a good time. You know, good
I just, I just want LA to stop being fair weather fans. That's all I got to say. I feel like
the Lakers are like the most diehard fans ever.
Oh, I disagree. You're wrong.
I feel like they just always
I'm a Laker fan and I disagree.
I have friends that's like that, and they are win, lose, draw, like they are Lakers fans.
Your friends who are Lakers fans, are they from LA?
Couple of them.
Yeah.
A couple of them.
I think majority of people that are
Ohio Brown.
I think majority of people that are born and raised in LA are fair weather fans.
I agree with you.
But this is what I will say about LA sports fans. Because I'm from Seattle, and you know, RIP to the Seattle Supersonics. LA fans.
If you say one more thing about these, Clay
Bennett stole my childhood. Okay, but this is what I will say about LA fans. They may not watch the games if they're losing. They may not go to the games. But say something wrong about the Lakers to a Laker fan, they'll try to fight you.
That's
where I see the difference.
And I think first of all, they will try to fight you, and they won't have anything to back it up. They'll be like, Kobe. You're like, okay, what about them? They're like, Kobe. So they have no substance behind their fight. Yeah. I think the reason that you guys, sorry, Charlie, picking at you, that you guys are such fair weather fans is because you grow up with not only sports, but you have the entertainment industry. You have the beach. You have the mountains.
Everything.
You have everything to do. Whereas I'm from Georgia, from South Georgia, the only thing we have to do is watch football on Friday nights and then drive 4 hours to go to Athens to go to the UGA games. And then that's your weekend. And it's like, oh, what do we do until Friday? So you guys don't have any reason to have diehard allegiance to teams, but that ain't your fault.
If you sit up here and say something to me right now about the Mariners, I'll just bat my lashes. I don't care.
I don't care.
Who cares?
That's kind of how I am, too, to be honest.
I don't care about what?
The Rockets.
You're not
about
a Rockets
the Texans.
Fan.
No, I just like sports.
Are you an Astro fan or are you a Rangers fan?
Neither.
Neither? I mean,
he doesn't like baseball.
That's a good choice.
Yeah, I'm not really a huge baseball fan.
Steroids.
But,
yeah.
What was it?
The paintball guns.
Paintball steroids. Yeah. That's all I got to say.
That's all we need. I'm telling you, if baseball would just get the steroids back.
They're not gone. Don't say that.
I know.
You are right. They're not gone, but make it legal. Oh my gosh.
You just want them out there.
I just want them big.
You want them walking into the stadium. Just,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Getting ready.
Just put the needle in your butt right before you go up to bed.
Needle in the butt. I will have to pass on that conversation.
We've got no moral compass here at Sports Weekly on the NHL. But it's okay. We'll be back next Thursday night with these nuts and no moral compass every Thursday night at 7. You can watch us, Eric Renee Davis. You can find me on Snapchat, Periscope, Twitter, Instagram at Eric Renee D.
Andre Dean, you know what it is, man. Instagram and Twitter, I am Andre. What are you?
Hey, guys, this is Charlie Myers. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And the Warriors are up 89-77.
Aw, man.
They're about to get it.
Go Seattle Supersonics. It's McCall Hall. It's been a pleasure kicking it with you guys. When sports and pop culture collide, find me on social media at So McCall Hall.
And always follow Black Hollywood Live on blackhollywoodlive.com. Follow Black Hollywood Live on Twitter at BHL Online. And follow us when Dre starts updating the Instagram account on Instagram at The Sports Weekly. And until next Thursday night at 7, guys, see ya. Go Oklahoma. Go OKC. Go Thunder.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, @KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.